This is Dennis, and today we're going to do strategies for hybrid picking. I love hybrid picking because you can do stuff that you can't really do with a pick, or at least can't do it as fast or as easily or as smoothly or as cleanly. And I never had a fast picking hand, so I always was slow, and I wanted to play fast. And when I discovered hybrid picking, I was just all over it. And so I've prepared a short list of different licks. The reason it's short is because each lick can... I want you to extract the principle behind each lick and explore it and apply it to lots of different keys and lots of different types of scales. In this particular case, I used A minor pentatonic. But, you know, once you get the hang of how this works, some of these strategies work, take it to every way you can. I could have given you tons and tons of exercises, and there are books that I can recommend if you want to pursue those. But I'm boiling down for you right here in this next however long it takes me to explain this and for you to read through it. Like hours and hours and hours and hours of shedding and doing exercises from books. And I'm not saying that's a bad idea, but I'm just trying to save you time here. In your explorations, after you've finished digesting the principles here in this presentation, when you start exploring, I highly recommend keep a lick journal or whatever you want to call it, some place where you write down patterns and licks that you discover. If you're not discovering patterns and licks, then you're probably not stretching your imagination as much as you could. All right. This is why I like to teach in concepts rather than in specific, like loads of specific exercises, because then you're just reading, 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 and you're not really necessarily creating or thinking big picture. Because thinking big picture, it automatically makes you think small picture, i.e. little licks that pop up. You know, I could do it this way, I could do it that way. So keep a journal of that. Now, the final thing I want to say before we get started is the fingering. All right. On guitar, as you know, we don't use thumb. So the remaining fingers, the index finger, I call that one. Then the middle finger is two, ring finger is three, and pinky is four. I don't use PMAC or other systems that are popular for guitar. I just keep it simple. So not including thumb, it's one, two, three, and four. Now you already know that when your pick is on, let's say, string six, then if the next note is on string five, you're going to, with your picking hand, that is, you're going to use finger two. Let me say that again. With your picking hand, your first finger and your thumb are going to hold the pick. That only leaves fingers two, three, and four. Now, on your sheet, I did not write the fingerings, but I did write where the pick goes. So if you look at number one, the pick is on string six, and then there, the next note on the fifth fret of the fifth string, it doesn't have anything over it, but you would know that that should be played with finger two on your picking hand because it's adjacent to where the pick is. All right. If you skip down, however, to, let's say, number two, now you have a pick on the sixth string, and then the next note is on the fourth string. Now you're going to play that with the picking hand with finger three because there's an adjacent string there. In other words, it always goes pick, two, three, four in that order. So going to example number three, now you have a pick on the sixth string, and then that note on the third string is going to be played with finger four, your pinky. All right, listen to that again if you didn't understand it, but it would be too much to look at. It's already a lot to look at, this tablature that I wrote out. You know, keep the fingering consistent. That's very, very important. There are occasions where I think there's one upstroke. You tend to do a lot of downstrokes because you're alternating with the fingers and you don't need to do alternate picking, but or directional picking or economy picking. But for example, in number four, the very last note is picked up because you're descending strings. Like your previous note is picked down on the third string, and then the fourth string, you're descending strings. So you would do an upstroke. That's as per the rules of economy or directional picking. So that is intentional. But otherwise, it's usually a downstroke. And then last but not least, if you see two notes on the same string, like in example four, the one, two, three, four, fifth note, which is fifth and sixth notes, which are on the second string, eighth and fifth frets. All right, make sure you're with me. So example four, right in the middle, it says eight and five on the second string, and there's no marking there. So first of all, that eight is going to be played with finger three. Why finger three? Because the previous note is played on string four, and then now this is on string two. That's two strings away, and so you're going to use finger three for that. And then the next note, the five, doesn't have any marking next to it. It just means it's a pull-off because there's no pick symbol there. And, of course, you're not going to necessarily use a different finger on the same string. Just pull off that string. So I didn't annotate the hammer-ons and pull-offs. And, again, I didn't put the fingering down. But now I told you the principles of it. And then now you can get through the sheet, hopefully, a lot more easily than having to read every single symbol. All right, let's jump in.